Good morning, it's Hank.
Not necessarily.
Hank News. Sound the bell. Because here is the good news.
And we have arrived at a midweek installment of Not Necessarily the News. News that I am proud to say is both mom and mother-in-law to be approved.
Love you, mom and dad. There you go.
Your mom.
I mean, it's on thin ice, but it's hey, mom, and other such Hank fans that are watching us there on our Hank Facebook Live streaming.
Let's start right out.
Please.
Hey, what happened?
So this could have very well ended up in the 8:45 Why We Can't Have Nice Things segment, Celebrity Edition, as this weekend it evidently was a throwdown out there in Beverly Hills, as the Beverly Hills PD called out to Jeff Bezos' mansion over the weekend. This was the Kris Jenner 70th birthday bash, and neighbors were complaining about the loud music and disturbances that were all over the area. Kris Jenner 70, that means she can beat me in pickleball. That's what that means.
Yeah, no kidding.
But police just issued a warning after the noise complaints and keep it down, as Bruno Mars was performing live at the James Bond theme party for Kris Jenner. Bezos paid for the whole thing, reportedly. Oprah, Mariah Carey, Adele, Paris Hilton, Snoop Dogg attended. And evidently so did Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. But with the Kardashian folks there in full command, subsequently, all pictures that included Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have been edited out. They've been edited and removed from them. So,
I mean, I'm surprised you weren't invited.
Wow, I had to play pickleball, bro.
Oh, that's right. I apologize.
Yeah.
Your mom.
Hi, mom.
You just wind up in the kitchen. So North Texans, the Jonas Brothers, may want to ramp up the excitement during their next show. A woman named Jen is going viral after she spotted a fellow fan reviewing a resume on his phone while they were on stage. Now, the job seeker's name is one Scott Kelly. The guy looking for a gig, well, she wished him luck on the TikTok. Then Kevin Jonas chimed in to say that he is actually one of Scott's references. While Nick says his work ethic and critical thinking inspired him to write the line red dress. Old Navy then chimed in saying he is a sharp dresser. Pepsi called him an elite employee. And one user said that, you know, some CEOs cheat at concerts. Others review resumes. Good luck, Scott.
Depending on how this tour goes, Jonas Brothers might want to update their LinkedIn a little bit.
Yeah. You got to stay up on it.
And adding immortality to his extremely distinguished resume, one venerable actor, Michael Caine. Ooh. I love Michael Caine. I do. Love Michael Caine. Mm-hmm. But he's teaming up with the professor. I know.
Okay.
Matthew McConaughey. And a company that McConaughey is very much financially funding called 11 Labs. Why? They are basically signing over the rights to their voice likenesses.
Oh, no.
To be reproduced and reused with voice cloning technology with AI. Michael Caine says, quote, maybe it's him. I don't know what the next words. Maybe it's AI now sounding like an AI. Michael Caine, quote. Either way, he says with 11 Labs, we can preserve and share voices, not just mine, but anyone's. I love you, Michael Caine, but we could do that already. You've been recording things on things for years.
That's right.
And then subsequently playing them in other places, like right here.
Do we need the professor to do this
with our actual voices? By the way, if they wanted a fake Michael Caine or Matthew McConaughey, we could easily have accommodated them. We don't need robots to do that.
I know a guy.
Yeah. And I know a dog that does that.
Okay. It's one of the most pressing questions in America today. What is going on with Leanne Rimes and... The girls.
I'm sorry?
Up front.
Who?
Yeah.
What's that?
Speculation. She had a little enhancement Because there is a lot of cleavage on her new show,
911
Nashville.
Uh-huh. I get what you mean.
Bruh.
I get
However,
it.
However, she is clarifying matters.
Uh-huh.
Says no surgeons were hired in the wake of all this. She says all that is due to the, quote, most massive push-up bra of life. And also could not believe that she had to address this on the internet. She's also got a brand new Christmas and Greatest Hits album coming out.
Oh, that's fun timing. Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Very right. candid about her life and her health. You will remember earlier this year that she had the bridge from her teeth fly out on stage. Thoughts and prayers, Leanne. Keep it going.
We no doubt will continue to track this progress as we go.
I'm here for you.
It's second season debut on Sunday, of course, and they're doing the talk show circuit now. So last night was the New York red carpet Landman. Season 2 premiere with Demi Moore, Sam Elliott, and, of course, Billy Bob Thornton. And oddly, we were actually invited to go to that. But
that's strange.
On the screen, when it comes to this, did you see the Pope listed his favorite movies?
I did not.
Pope Leo. Of course.
This is interesting.
Chicago guy, so yeah. Okay. He's cool Pope, bro.
Yeah.
He's not bad.
Bruh.
Thank you. His favorite movies, not Exorcist, believe it or not. Number one, It's a Wonderful Life. He ranked them, too. Mm. It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, it is.
The Sound of Music, number two. Number three, this is big at the time in the 80s, Ordinary People. It's a big movie. And then it's an Italian movie, Life is Beautiful.
With
Roberto Benigni, 1997.
Yeah, that was a big thing.
Coming in at number five, K-pop Demon Hunter, believe it or not. So.
Really?
Who'd have thought, you know? But he knows the game, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know he knew manga and anime.
So 2.5 weeks until Thanksgiving. What are you going to do with all this? And more importantly, where are you going to be sleeping at night? A brand new survey by Hilton shows that 53% of people make excuses to say, oh, I can't really stay the entire weekend for Thanksgiving. No, 15% of people plan to stay overnight with family. Over half of holiday hosts feel absolutely exhausted by other people under their roof. And almost as many say the holiday season would be much better. They just chose to stay somewhere else. So that's one to grow on.
There you go. Bringing people together. And then finally, for families, Disney Cruise Lines. Disney Cruise Lines just unveiled a brand new ship. And they are starting very soon to accept reservations for the new Disney Cruise Line ship. Available for anyone who doesn't subscribe to YouTube TV.
Your phone's working all the time.